they're sort of their own worst enemy. So if they can overcome themselves, it should be a win tonight.
All right. Look forward to watching it tonight. Of course, we'll be on Twitter talking about tonight's Hawks game as well. Joe and Jason, transition coming up with Boers and Bernstein right here on The Score.
Sox fans, how would you like to go to every White Sox home game this season for free?
Get off the deck!
Listen throughout the day starting at 5 a.m. every weekday now through April 3rd to find out how you can qualify to win White Sox season tickets.
Go crazy!
Only from Chicago's official radio home for White Sox baseball, Sports Radio 670 The Score. To buy season tickets, go to WhiteSox.com.
Sox win! Sox!
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Welcome to Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery in downtown Chicago, where good times are always on tap. With over 35 HD TVs and over 50 craft and import beers, including Sam Adams on special, it's where you want to be for college hoops. Of course, there's the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, beautiful and ever so friendly, eager to put a smile on your face and an ice-cold beer in your hand. When you're in the mood for fine pub food and cold beers, get over to the Tilted Kilt downtown Chicago on Wabash Avenue.
Opening day is almost here, and now is the time to check out DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with injured players or poor performers. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you can win big. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code SCORE to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. You can win up to 10 grand. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Tournament time is all about Jake's Mint Chew and the 15.99% off on our delicious non-tobacco, non-nicotine chew.
15.99? I thought we were going to call it the sweet...
Wait, don't say it. The whole phrase is owned.
Owned?
Owned.
That's what you want to call our great deals on Jake's Mint Chew, the succulent 15?
Yes, the succulent 15.99.
You're getting close to a lawsuit, fella.
Don't worry about it. Best deal we've ever had.
Wow. Okay, so let's get this straight. It's the Jake's Mint Chew Succulent 15 where you get 15.999% off 10 delicious flavors of Jake's Mint Chew?
I think you added an extra 9, but yeah. The USDA certified Mint Chew that actually helps you quit dipping tobacco.
All right, so go to jakesmintchew.com and enter Mint at checkout and get 15.99% off right now, limited time only.
Now that's sweet.
Shut your mouth.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. All major news outlets are reporting that right now is the perfect time to refinance. Here's why. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low and home values are skyrocketing. Almost everyone should be able to qualify for a new lower monthly payment. If your rate's not in the threes, call me today. 773-770-4727. That's 770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com.
Newcastle Home Loans LLC, NMLS number 150580. Ryan Kelly, NMLS number 3191.81. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Signs for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
A little bit past the top of the hour at 1 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves playoff tickets go on sale Friday at 11 through Ticketmaster.com or ChicagoWolves.com. VeriSign center Will Montgomery to a one-year deal. That means there was no room for Roberto Garza anymore. He was released. Montgomery was with the Broncos last year. They allowed the fewest sacks in the NFL, 17 total. A win and they're in. The motto for the Hawks tonight. They host the Canucks. Corey Crawford is in net. Bulls are now 1-9 in their last 10 games up in Milwaukee. That loss came last night. 95-91 against the Bucks. Jimmy Butler, 25 points and 7 rebounds. It was not enough effort.
Whooped their ass on the board, to tell you the truth. And it's not the big's fault. I think it's majority on the guards because we didn't get in there and help. And that can't happen. We got to correct it.
The Bulls host the Pistons tomorrow. Sox and Diamondbacks on the score today. Preseason baseball in 1 hour. Cubs are off. They see the Diamondbacks tomorrow and Saturday. The Jumbotron was installed yesterday at Wrigley Field. Looks to be ready for Sunday night's Major League Baseball opener against the Cardinals. Tigers starter Justin Verlander will begin the year on the disabled list. UConn women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma had this to say when asked about the men's side of the game.
I think the game's a joke. It really is. I don't coach it. I don't play it. So I don't understand all the ins and outs of it. But as a spectator, forget that I'm a coach. As a spectator watching it, it's a joke.
UConn in the Final Four again on the women's side. That'll be Easter Sunday night. Men's Final Four is Saturday from Indy. And the prosecution rests in the trial of ex-NFL tight end Aaron Hernandez. This Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info sessions on April 14th. Join the Score's Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff broadcasting live Wednesday from Real Time Sports from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. 670 The Score. We'll be announcing the winner of the White Sox season tickets. Come out for the fun. Have a chance to win great prizes. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roast some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
Uh-oh. We got no more time to talk, Kylie. They're booting us up out of here. That's what that music means.
Stay if you want to.
One of these weird days. We got an hour and another hour.
Yeah, stay if you want to. That's what you ought to do, you two. Ought to get used to each other. You know, do another hour.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, we want to do a podcast, Callie?
Podcast. We learned a lot today.
I can curse on a podcast, too.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all. I'm a child, man. That's all I really want to do is be able to curse. Thank yous to Sekou Smith, Travis Sawchick, and Jason Beck. Thank you so much for letting us know why baseball is as vibrant as it is today. Those two boys, man, I tell you.
Excited?
Oh.
They're baseball writers.
Yeah.
They're as excited as it gets.
Yeah. Well, it just means they smell bad.
That too.
You didn't tell us how they sound on the radio.
That's different.
I'll have Joe Cali tell you his Jason Beck story off the air about what they call young Jason Beck.
I like Jason Beck.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Like Don't blame like me.
It's another guy. It's another paper guy who's been unmasked as a bad guy who never really was thought of as a bad guy. We'll get to it. Len Casper joined us at 11 o'clock today. He will join us every single Thursday at that time, unless Len has like a dentist appointment or something else to do that's more important or more pressing than the Spiegel and Goff show. Of course, our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nippy Shepkowski, Adam Harris, our video coordinator is Brian Gertz, our intern is Scott Keena Turner, and of course, updates handled by Adam Barnes Harris. Tomorrow, Sam Fells is going to stop by from the Committed Indians, and we're going to talk a little hockey with him. Of course, the Hawks are taking on the hated Canucks tonight. KC and St. Louis previews tomorrow. So we'll finish up our AL and NL Central previews tomorrow. And also, Adrian Wojnarowski will talk to us. Lawrence Holmes will be in tomorrow. Terry's two favorite words in show business.
Yeah, show business.
We'll be in tomorrow.
We'll be out and about tomorrow.
Yeah, we're out in Oswego.
The Bud Light, who needs two Tarantino?
Yeah, Oswego.
Yep, we're giving Bulls tickets away, and we're certain that every time we've been to Oswego, Minnie Minoso has showed up, so we don't think death is going to stop him.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Sure.
Yeah,
Why wouldn't he?
He'll be there.
There's nothing better to do.
He'll be there.
Once you're dead, where are you going to be?
That's the perfect person for this
weekend
show.
Weekend at Minnie's?
Weekend at Minnie's.
It's more like Beetlejuice, kind of, where he's just sort of, he can kind of hang out and see what's going on, and then we'll dance to a Harry Belafonte song.
Shout out to Minnie Minoso. And Ernie will be there too, right?
We're not meeting Regina Rice.
Yeah, Ernie is invited. He's always invited. It's like a golf outing. Whether he's on the list or not, he's there.
He'll leave you with the tab, though.
And we don't know what was in Ernie's will.
Put it on the Ricketts credit card.
Jeez Louise.
They had that reading the other day. We don't know how much money he had.
Yeah, she got everything.
What was it, though?
That story.
What was it? Get your people working on this. What was it?
That story has creeped the hell out of me the entire time. Like,
get your affairs in order is the lesson to be learned there.
But how do you have that many people to take care of or to leave something to it? You're like, yeah, this side of the ledger, nothing.
Nothing.
Well, the family thing is weird.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more common than you think, Dan Bernstein.
Wasn't there one controlling voice and all of that? Doesn't it seem like
caretaker,
just...
right? Who's been keeping me up on this? Because when I see it in the paper, I immediately go away from it. I run far, far away from it. It's talking about Joakim Noah and the South Side. I run far away from it.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Not at all.
That's a bad anti-violence meeting. It ends like that. How'd your anti-violence meeting go?
It wasn't the meeting, though. I didn't meet him for someone to get shot.
I just know that is, as far as anti-violence meetings go, ones that end with a guy shot in the face.
To me, you accomplished something.
That wasn't the meeting.
They didn't read the minutes.
They had the next meeting.
It's like, first let's read the minutes of the last meeting. We discussed anti-violence initiatives, and then a guy got shot in the face.
Jerk on jerk action.
Here we are in the next meeting.
You guys are ridiculous.
I haven't said a word.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
No, nothing, Terry. What are you gonna say to make this right?
That's what happened.
No, it didn't. They didn't have a meeting, and then someone gets shot in the face.
That's not how the meeting adjourned.
The timeline looked to me.
The meeting didn't adjourn with the Glock.
It had to be seconded, I believe.
This transition is brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info Session is on April 14th. You guys are just so cub. I heard you guys yesterday talking about it after Hub and I talked about it, about how angry Julian Green was at everyone.
And all the things that were going on.
You didn't get a chance to hear the tape, Joe. Julian Green was like, he got his Chuck D on. Like, he was like, and you over there, you need to shut your ass up. And you talking about myths, you need to shut up too. And anybody, whoever else want to mess with Hollywood Colt, come over here.
Like, I got a right to be hostile.
Right. Julian probably got tired of him having to answer for Crane Kenny and everybody else. And Julian was like, you know what? I'm going to go out there.
He was talking about things I don't know what he was talking about.
The all-time rumors.
What are you talking about?
You've got your show jerk there. I mean, Crane Kenny knows his job. But he didn't execute.
Julian had to go like, no, Crane, it ain't going to be ready then. During the middle of his first press conference when he was like, yeah, this will be. And Julian's like, no. Stop that. Stop talking now. Julian probably went out there and was like, you know what? I'm tired of what's been said, and I won't stand for it anymore, and he just
let it go. He didn't call anyone out.
I don't know if there's straw men. I don't know if there's evidence behind any of this, but he went in about all the myths and the rumors, and of course they want people to feel like it's safe to come to Wrigley Field. But hell, if you see cranes and beams and metal things sticking out of a place, you're gonna feel like, okay, where am I safe? Where am I good? You know, I'm not going to just take my little cousins and be like, hey, sit under this crane or sit under this beam. You know, like, yeah, some people may have those kinds of fears, and you can address those fears, but Julian...
So he was finger pointing, but not named.
Yeah, Julian went full Sam Jackson on that ass yesterday. Boy, it was good to see a brother with power do that, you know. Like, and yeah, you can't come back. And I hope they burn in hell. Julian got his brother on yesterday.
Well, as far as I understand, I asked, I called my guy and I said, what the hell? And
he said
that they're